Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. We really appreciate your comments. We appreciate your calls, and we appreciate your questions, and we are here to answer them. Another hour. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. So as a doctor, having trained as a resident, having trained as a medical student, when the nurses say something, you listen. And the nurses are the front line. The nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. So when the nurses have an issue with something, you stop and listen. And I'm a little confused about what's going on here. So the CDC, just after, with no warning, right, said, okay, you know what, guys? Fine. You don't have to wear masks if you're vaccinated indoors and outdoors. So everybody was like, woo, yay. I threw off my mask. I'm like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. These were stupid. They're disgusting. They're dirty now. It's not an N95 respirator, so what the heck was I putting on my face anyway? So I'm all happy. I'm all excited. And it kind of came on abruptly. And people were asking, wait a second here, why now? You know what? This was a little unexpected. I didn't find it unexpected. I knew this was coming. I knew that the CDC was going to have a very tough time because we're coming up on the spring and summer. You know, parents do not want to miss another graduation. You know, people have been very patient with government. And if somebody is going to tell somebody that they have to put something over their nose and mouth, now the burden of proof is on them. See, at first, they didn't have, you know how you're innocent until proven guilty? Well, you're supposed to be. All right? When the pandemic started, people were like, okay, I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. You're telling us all these people are dying. They have to be flipped over on their stomachs. The ventilators aren't working. There's not enough ventilators. Just tell us what we need to do. We'll do what you say. And so they said, all right, everybody put masks on. And a lot of us doctors are like, the N95 masks, those are the masks, right? No, we don't have any of those. So just put something on your face. We don't care if it's a handkerchief, a ski mask. We're like, okay, it'd be really nice to have N95 respirators out there. All right, well, fine. We don't have access to them. We put whatever on our face. And then after a few months, we're like, we're really doing this still? A year later, we're doing this still? So now the government was starting to kind of have this pushback of, okay, if you still want us to cover our face, now you need to tell us why, especially since we got vaccinated. And so the government has been in a very, very interesting position. Okay, number one is they're still trying to get everybody to vaccinate, and they need to dangle the carrot. So if all these vaccinated people are still forced to look exactly like they did and still be limited before the vaccine, how are you going to talk new people into getting the vaccine? So they had to show that there was, dangle that carrot. They had to show there was some incentive to getting vaccinated. Number two is the Biden administration really wants to pass a lot of spending. He really wants to get the economy back and up. But it's really hard to do when people are grumpy and when people are giving him so much crap about his mask. And so he might want to wear a mask. And you know what? He's in his 70s. If he wants to wear a mask, let him. But in terms of public choice, right, if you see that the population is getting ticked, Democrat, Republican combined, you want them on your side. So I knew that the CDC or the Biden administration would bow because they people are now getting ticked. They're not being sold. Right? You know, and maybe it's also a distractor. Maybe there's something else going on that they don't want the American public to be pretty upset about or, you know, freaking out about. And so, fine, go out, party, go to the beach. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, fine. The whole way it went down was a cluster because now you have people faking it. So the nurses have spoken out. Now, the nurses, one of the largest unions that has about 170,000 members, the National Nurses United, they're not happy. So they think that this move by the CDC threatens the lives of patients, nurses, and other frontline workers. So I get what they're saying, but the reason why I'm confused is the nurses should know that what people are putting on their faces is not, you know, working. And it's dirty, and so I kind of wish the nurses would have just added a caveat on, again, pass out N95s to people. Because as the pandemic still surges and continues, those who want to wear masks can at least have the good ones. So I'm kind of a little confused because, you know, I posted that article or that little study I did on how dirty our masks are that are in our pockets, that are in our glove compartments, that are shoved in our bra, shoved in our purse, and they're pretty disgusting. And it's not our own autonomous bacteria. This is autologous bacteria. This is, you know, bacteria and junk from whatever our mask touches. And we're throwing it over our faces. Nurses will be the first ones to say, look, it's got to be a clean mask. So I think I'm in agreement with the nurses. They're in agreement with me. But they're pretty upset at the CDC because they really want people still in masks. They're right about us still being in a pandemic, but then my question is, so we're always going to have a pandemic. We're going to have a pandemic of flu every year. We're going to have colds. We're going to have tuberculosis. We're going to have other respiratory issues. We're going to have pneumonias. Does this mean we have to do masks forever? This is why I was a little hesitant when they started to do mask mandates, because how do you roll it back? There's always going to be people saying, heck no. Now, are these nurses going to get so mad that they're going to strike? These nurses are the ones on the front line. So if the world gets sick, these guys, their life is on the line. So they have a right to say what they need to say. They have a right to be upset. But I was just kind of expecting from them that caveat that it's got to be decent masks. All the crap everybody's wearing right now is useless, it's dirty, and I think causing more harm. So my suggestion, and I'd work with any nursing union if they want, is, you know, I will support them in terms of if they feel worried and if they're seeing the cases go up in their hospital. I mean, I will support them, but can we at least get into the hands of people who want them the real mask? I mean, even in Europe, they were talking about, guys, it needs to be surgical-grade medical masks. It can't be all this baloney. So we'll see what happens. But the nurses are, you know, this one nursing union, which is huge, is kind of pushing back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every now and then we hear of somebody waking up after surgery with foreign accent syndrome. Apparently an Australian woman claims that she woke up with an Irish accent following tonsil surgery. Angela Yen, 27 years old, had a tonsillectomy on April 19th. But she was pretty confused when her Australian accent reportedly turned into an Irish brogue 10 days after the procedure. It wasn't even just waking up from anesthesia. This was after the procedure. She said, "I've never been to Ireland. I grew up in Australia. I had an Aussie accent for the last 20 years since I moved here when I was 8. She met with doctors, did research, tried to figure out what happened to her normal accent. Dr. Carl Krasinski, a science author and commentator, looked at her TikTok video, and she thinks that Yen might have a foreign accent syndrome. This is a rare speech disorder we're going to talk about a little bit. But basically, it sounds like you're speaking with an accent from another country. So it's not that you just speak Irish. It's just your accent changes. And people are like, huh, you sound more Irish than anything else. Apparently, it's only been reported about 150 times. And we will see it if somebody, unfortunately, undergoes like a brain injury. And Yen said, when I started singing, I was singing in a different sound and also talking words in a funny accent. And she told viewers that she did find a neurologist with a specialty in stroke rehab who is willing to help diagnose her. And I thought she got her regular accent back. I need to double check on that. So what is foreign accent syndrome? How does this happen? Well, we have seen people who have had a stroke start speaking in a different dialect, a different accent. Trauma to the brain can do it. A bleed to the brain, which is a form of hemorrhagic stroke. Multiple sclerosis could do it, a brain tumor. And so people at risk for a foreign accent syndrome are those at risk for a brain injury. And so if, let's say, somebody does have a brain injury and they end up having aphasia or apraxia. So aphasia is where you have trouble either understanding or expressing language and speaking the words. Speech apraxia is where you have problems making sounds, syllables, or words. And people with foreign accent syndrome, they could have this distorted rhythm or tone for months, years, or even permanent. So their vowel sounds may be different. They could be longer and lower. Instead of saying yeah to ja, you know, there could be just a different tone. That's English, yeah? Ja, ja. I can't speak German very good. Guten Tag. Can't speak it with a German accent as well. Sprechen Sie Deutsch. If they might change their sound quality because their tongue or their jaw moves differently since the stroke. It could be that they substitute words that, you know, and use maybe different words like jab instead of injection or shot. They could put sentences together the wrong way. And they still can speak easily. It's just, it's a different accent. It could be an accent within the same language, you know, like Southern, you know. Well, y'all, we need to make a reservation because I want to get there by 6. Like, wait a second, you've never spoken like that before. Yeah, I speak like this all the time. No, you don't. Now you have an accent. You don't usually have that accent. So what I think happens is we are very prone to accents. We have been listening, especially if we grew up in America, we have heard almost every type of accent. And even, you know, honest to God, let's say, even, you know, the sixth generation Americans, let's say, will still have variances in their accents. And so I think our brain picks up on those. And then when we have any sort of distortion or change in some of our synapses, it might pick up on that. I notice there are some accents that are just very easy for me to pick up. In fact, if I was diagnosed with something, I have the issue, the challenge of whenever I have a patient with an accent, I just start to pick it up and speak that way. And so I'll come home and I might have a twang or something like that. And my husband's like, you saw somebody from Kentucky today? How did you know? Well, because you're speaking like you're from Kentucky. You know, I'll have like a certain tone and an accent. It's interesting. I'll, you know, Boston, you know, I'll be like, deal with the kids, get in the car, get in the car, car, mom, it's car, car. It's because I had a patient from Boston that day. So, when I get Israeli patients, it's, you know, why you do? I do not understand why you're putting me through this. Every single day you put me through this, kids. When I said go to bed, you go to bed. My father, Corey's like, you saw somebody who was Israeli today. Yes, how did you know her? I spoke to my family. So I will just pick up on the accent. I might not speak the accent well, but I just pick up on it. When I'm around my British friends, oh my gosh. What in bloody hell are you speaking about now? You have got to be out of your mind. I think we just are more inclined to picking up accents. And for some of us, it might even be easier to make the sounds. Interestingly enough, so I had a lisp and I had a stutter when I was a kid. And one of the reasons why, I didn't realize I did this, but one of my doctor friends thinks this is why I did it, is I would always like to be trying to speak in an accent as a kid. I speak to my dogs in accents. I speak to my kids in accents. And the reason why is I don't have as much of a stutter and I don't have as much of a lisp when I would use an accent. And so maybe that was me compensating for it. I don't know. But, you know, my mom thought I was just trying to sound like my father. Or I was just trying to make fun of people. And no, I was just, it was easier for me to talk like this. If I talk like this, I just don't seem to stutter and stammer with my words. And it just seems to flow more smoothly. It just does if I use a little accent. So, it's interesting. So when I hear, you know, I don't necessarily think somebody had a stroke, but people with strokes can have foreign accents, but it happens. So how do we diagnose you? Well, if you're speaking in a different accent, we're going to do an exam. We're going to look at how you're speaking to see how you're moving your words, because accents do come from the mechanical way you speak. You know, if you watch yourself speak and then you use an accent, it's a different way you use your vocal cords, you put your tongue in your jaw, etc. You know, we'll test your language skills. We'll obviously do an MRI, check for multiple sclerosis, any sort of demyelinating issues that could be going on in the brain. We'll check a CT scan. We might do a single photon emission CT or a SPECT scan, PET scan if we're worried about cancer. We might check your brain's electrical activity with an EEG. Sometimes seizure activity could cause you to have changes, but it is rare. And when somebody does get diagnosed with this, everybody always thinks they're faking. I feel bad for Miss Yen because, you know, people probably thought that she was trying to become a TikTok star. So she puts her accent out there, but I really believe she was scared. And she didn't know what to do, and she wasn't faking, and she wanted to document it and, you know, get some advice. So she ended up seeing a neurologist, and, yeah. Now, can you prevent this? Well, in surgery, not really. You can't really technically prevent this. You just need to prevent getting a stroke. You need to prevent any brain injuries. So brain injuries, and I'm not saying that happened to her in surgery, but sometimes the anesthesia or something might have happened, and it just was easier for her to go into an accent. Most people do get their regular voice back. I don't know. I really like the whole accent thing. If I could speak in an accent the rest of my life, I'd be so happy. But, you know, try not to get the stroke. Keep your blood pressure in control. Watch your diabetes. Watch your cholesterol. Get checked up. For people at risk for stroke, sometimes we'll even do a carotid artery ultrasound to make sure that you don't have little plaques that can kind of break off and go up to the brain. If you're a smoker, stop smoking. If you drink alcohol, stop drinking, you know, cut back on your alcohol. We want you to get good sleep. If you have sleep apnea and you don't get enough oxygen in your sleep, then we're going to want to make sure you get oxygen. Again, you know, your regular checkups. Again, we want you to avoid any sort of risk for heart attack, risk for stroke. But high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, smoking, alcohol, those are some big things. We've even seen marijuana linked to heart attack and stroke. Again, double check with your doctor. We never know what strain or what you're getting, so we can't necessarily say it's that. So interesting stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pledging to share 20 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines produced by Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson with other countries. That comes amid pressure from other nations to do more to help the global pandemic response. Rising prices are putting increasing pressure on President Biden and the Fed Reserve to prevent inflation from derailing the recovery from the coronavirus recession. As inflation fears continue across the country, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the administration is going to tamp down some of their spending that they're proposing.
It has not changed our view and the view of economists, I would say, around the country, that there's more that needs to be done to put 8.5 million Americans back to work, to ensure that we are getting working families, working mothers, the assistance they need.
This is USA Radio News. Violence is continuing in the Middle East.
Israel and Hamas continued aerial bombardments into Monday morning as fighting entered a second week with no peace in sight. The worst violence in the region since 2014 has resulted in the deaths of 197 people in Gaza and 10 in Israel. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Target is the latest retailer to drop mask requirements for fully vaccinated customers. The retail giant saying fully vaccinated guests and employees no longer have to wear masks inside the store. However, they will need to if a local ordinance is in place. Wearing a mask is also strongly recommended for those who haven't gotten their shot. The Federal Trade Commission says $80 million has been lost to cryptocurrency scams since last October. The FTC noted it only includes scams reported to the agency, meaning that number could be even higher. The average consumer lost roughly $1,900 in the 7,000 reports filed. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've been able to speak to a lot of parents, and I've been asking them, are you sending your kids back to school in the fall? Are you excited about your kids back to school? And some of the parents are like, yee-haw, yeah, I'm not even going to stop the car. I'm going to be like, see ya, eject the kid out of the seat, go to school, I'm done with your sympathy. You bother, you were a pain in the butt, now actually learn because I can't teach you algebra, go. And Godspeed. And the kids can't wait. The kids are scratching at the door. But there is a group of parents, and larger than we think, who is reluctant about sending their kids back to school. And it's not so much they're scared of COVID, that could be it too, as much as they're scared about the new regimens, the frequent testing, Not all school districts are going to be testing kids, but some of the school districts have suggested they're going to be swabbing the kids. And then the concern of a sneeze, a cough, does that child need to get tested? Kids sneeze and cough all the time. I was watching a South Park episode with my son Brock, and he sneezed pretty loud. It was one sneeze. It's allergy season. We had a lot of wind yesterday because there was a storm. Dog looked at him. The cats looked at him like he woke us up. I said, Gesundheit, Libriut, Salud. It's like, thank you, Mom. Bless you. We moved on. Some parents freak out that their sniffly kid is going to sniffle and have to get a swab up their nose. And then, of course, you have the parents concerned about the vaccine. I spoke to a parent. She's like, I'm pro-vaccine. I am very pro-vaccine on me. Not sure if I'm going to put my child through that. So there's a lot of pieces that have to fall into place for kids going back to school, which is why you never shut down the schools. That once you shut things down or mandate something, it's always hard to reverse it. Shutting down the school was done in a lickety-split second. Getting them to go back is taking months, over a year, 15, 16 months. So you're having the president, you're having governors, you're having school officials say we're going back. Kids are going back. And now the parents are all worried. Why weren't the parents worried a year and a half ago? You were sending your kid in. Well, because now there's all these new rules and all these new sort of protocols. I spoke about this last year where a bunch of parents told me when it comes to hybrid, they're going to keep the kid home because they can't risk having to isolate again. They can't risk having to stay home every time their kid gets sent home. Now, according to the CDC, which is why we are strapped and at the mercy of the CDC guidance, according to the CDC guidance, if you're vaccinated and you're exposed to COVID, if you don't have symptoms, you don't have to quarantine. So that guidance helps parents whose kid will get sent home for possible COVID or for having COVID. It'll still allow the parent to still work. Now, that's assuming you have child care or you have a way to watch the kid. But if kids are being sent home, it's hard for the parent to go back to work. So you see, there's all these little pieces into play. For kids to get back to school, you need the parents to want the kids to go back to school. You need the kids wanting to go back to school. You need the teachers wanting to go back to school. And then, what is the plan when somebody gets a cough or cold? Is everybody going to freak out that it's COVID? And what if it is COVID? If kids get COVID, does everything have to shut down? I mean, this coming fall, God forbid, it's going to be cough and cold season. There's going to be colds. There's going to be coughs. There's going to be flu. That's just what's going to happen. So what's the school's plan? So parents, and I don't blame them for being a little antsy, right? You know, they, now that everything has changed and all the new rules of, well, if you weren't vaccinated, now you have to isolate or your kid's going to have to get a swab in the nose. Many parents have told me they do not want anything shoved up their kid's nose. For now, 16 months, when a child would have either a fever or a cough or cold, and I'm like, look, this could be COVID. You need to know about it because then, you know, you and dad will need to isolate and, you know, not go to work and infect others. You could just hear them in their mind going, oh, yeah, I'm going to run and do that. So, you know, people have been kind of laying low. That's why this pandemic has been such a cluster, because people are, you know, they're laying low. They're hiding their sneezes. They're hiding their fever. They're taking Tylenol and ibuprofen before they get measured in their forehead or wrist. They're pretending they were vaccinated and taking off the mask. They're pretending their mask is fresh when it's about 3 months old. I mean, you know, all people have been doing is BSing, which is why we don't have a lot of public support for some of these rules, because people are smart. They know that if they're BSing, the average person is BSing. So parents ask, you know, are kids at risk going back to school? Well, I am not a fan of this virus. I don't want the kids getting this virus. The problem is I just think it's beyond our control. I don't see us over the next few years being able to prevent kids from being exposed to this virus. I just don't see it. I would like kids to avoid it, but I just don't see how that's practical. So kids will be having to wash their hands. They will be having to not cuddle and share drinks and kiss. You know how many boys I kissed in the first grade? I had like 4 or 5 boyfriends, and I kissed them all on the mouth because I like to kiss. Then I had a dry spell for 20 years, but man, I had all these boyfriends in like kindergarten or first grade. I think it was first grade, and I just wanted to kiss everybody. You know, and I was like, hey, I just really, really liked boys. I don't know what my problem was. And so, yeah, so you're going to have to teach kids, okay, no kissing. Okay, we're probably not going to do-si-do. Well, you can do-si-do, but you're probably not going to hold hands during square dancing. We're going to try to avoid germs from others. We're going to clean down our desks. You know, I see schools being different like that, you know, but in terms of, you know, do the kids need to get the swab all the way up their nose, and how often do they need that? I don't know. I don't know if it's a good idea to keep sticking things up your kids' noses. I know it's a sterile swab, but, you know, you're taking a swab, you're swabbing it on the nose, which could have staph, you're bringing it to the back. As much as I'd like to test somebody if they have COVID, if schools are going to screen kids, it's just not going to be practical. And no wonder parents like, don't be sticking things up my kids' noses. So I think schools are going to probably have to clarify how they're going to do that. What my impression is I think in my school district, is if a child is of interest in terms of possibly being exposed, the school's not going to test them. The kids are going to be separated. There's going to be a sick room and a room where other COVID kids are. Parents can come and pick up the kid, and then the parent could decide if they're going to test them or just keep them isolated. So I don't think the school is going to take those matters into their own hands. It's just too much. And then in terms of vaccine, you know, if the studies are done and the studies show that the vaccine is safe, I'm going to support it. At this point, I'm not excited about 6-month-olds getting it. Not yet. I'd really like to see the data. I'm a little concerned. Not that I think the vaccine's going to hurt them, but we give so many vaccines to the average 6-month-old that we need to figure out how to time it right. That's how I look at it. It's just there's so many other vaccines. And if we are going to boost an immune system, we want to make sure that these kids can also boost an immune system to the other vaccines. I believe we will reach safety of these vaccines in the younger population, but I want to make sure it's done systematically and done accurately, because according to the vaccine sort of technology, it's supposed to really boost our immune system and make our immune system very specific. So we want to make sure our other specific antibodies are doing what they need to do and are non-specific. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when an area has a drought, unfortunately, they then are vulnerable to wildfires. And so wildfire season has, I believe, officially started now in California, although it seems to go year-round. And now we have the Palisades Fire. The Palisades Fire, about 20 miles west of downtown L.A., has prompted ongoing evacuation orders and warnings. It's charred more than 1,300 acres since it was reported earlier this weekend. From what we're being told, it's about 0% contained. California, as you know, has been in a massive drought for weeks. We worry it's going to get drier and hotter. There was some rain we got in Nevada, yesterday. I just don't know how much they got in California. But mandatory evacuations were ordered over the weekend for residents east of Topanga Canyon, between the community house and View Ridge, as well as everyone north of Entrada, south of Oakwood, east of Henry Bridge, according to the L.A. County Fire Department. About 1,000 people have been evacuated from their homes Sunday morning, according to Los Angeles City Fire spokesperson. And on Sunday, the L.A. Fire Department issued an evacuation warning for additional homes, urging residents to be on standby. They said, gather your valuables, medicines, etc., load them into your car so you are ready to, if asked, to evacuate. I would be really, really careful because, okay, so once you tell everybody to gather your valuables and medicines and stick them in your car, I think we're going to have a lot of car thefts. Anyway, I would say, like, have a suitcase right by the door. They say roughly 300 firefighters battled the blaze over the weekend, trying to keep the flames out of an area that hasn't burned in more than 50 years. Apparently, there's a lot of dense, thick material. Many of the oily plants have dried out because of the drought. So, they're trying to contain. Now, there's also been a lot of winds. So, they're afraid that the winds are going to blow the fire to other areas. The sundowner winds, they say, are going to be ramping up this week, starting tomorrow night, then peaking Tuesday afternoon and Thursday evening. Gusts from 35 to 55 miles an hour. This is going to cause elevated weather concerns. Now, yesterday or the day before, we heard there might have been arson. So the Los Angeles Fire Department previously said there was a, quote, suspicious start to the fire. The department's arson investigators are interviewing a suspect who may be connected to the blaze. They say it's a different person than another individual who was briefly detained Saturday night and later released. They say during the course of the investigation, LAFD arson investigators and LAPD have aggressively tracked down all potential leads. The active investigation into the cause of the Palisades fire continues. One of my friends used to live there. He doesn't anymore. It's a beautiful area, but it's dry. And if some idiot is making a wildfire or trying to do a, I don't know, a gender reveal party of the baby. And oh, did you guys see that video? Apparently there was a gender reveal party where they only popped a balloon so they wouldn't cause a fire. But the father was so ticked off that it showed girl balloons. You know, because the gender reveal party is you explode something, which I think is stupid, or you have something that everybody is all excited for, then you pop something, it'll say boy or girl. Obviously, everybody has to cheer no matter what. I mean, you're going to cheer no matter what, so it's a win-win. It's either a boy or a girl, you know, or non-binary, and you cheer whatever the child's coming. But the father was, like, upset that it was a girl. So, you know, I have two boys. I love the fact that I have boys. I don't know how good of a mom I would have been to girls. I think the girls, if they were anything like me, we wouldn't have gotten along. Me and the boys get along really good, but, you know. So anyway, Godspeed. Hopefully the fire, unfortunately one fire turns into two, turns into three. We'll keep you guys posted for that. President Biden is going to send 20 million Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses abroad by the end of June. President Joe Biden on Monday will announce that the U.S. plans to send millions of additional coronavirus vaccines to foreign countries still being battered by the pandemic. We told you this was going to happen, and I think it's appropriate. If people in America don't want the shot, and we have plenty to give, then we give them. We give them to those who want them. At least 20 million doses of vaccines produced by Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson are going to be shipped by the end of June. And, like, why not now? But I guess in June. They said the plans comes weeks after the White House announced it would send 60 million doses of AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine to countries in need, because we're not using the AstraZeneca shot. It hasn't been approved yet, and we have the shots. They say, combined with new shipments, the Biden administration aims to send a total of 80 million doses abroad within the next 6 weeks. That figure amounts to five times more vaccines shared by the U.S. than by any other country so far. So good, good. I think it's appropriate because, you know, we don't want to force vaccines on people. And if America doesn't want the vaccine, then give it to people who want it. I mean, we're seeing countries, you know, pretty badly affected by variants and strains. India reported another few hundred thousand in the last few hours of cases, another 1,700 deaths. We aren't getting all the data. They say it might be starting to wane, but they're nervous that people are just dumping bodies into the rivers and things like that. And so, unfortunately, they're trying to do lockdowns, but it's a 1.4 million population. It's not simple to enforce. And unfortunately, people are in very close quarters. They're getting ill. But countries that need the vaccine, that want the vaccine, I think should be able to get it. Now, with the mask mandates, remember we said that Target, Walmart, Trader Joe's, everybody was kind of looking into the guidance? Well, they all say, you know what? Fine. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear the mask. Unless there's local rules that supersede it. So in my neck of the woods in Nevada, our governor said they're going to follow the CDC guidelines, which gave the governors an out, which, by the way, that's another reason why I think this happened. I think governors were caught between a rock and a hard place, that if a governor released the mask mandate, they could be accused of people getting COVID and all sorts of stuff. So it gave the governors an out to say, you know, because these governors want to open up. They really do, because they, you know, are realizing what a bad move it was to lock down. So Target announced on Monday that fully vaccinated customers now have to wear face masks. The Minnesota-based company followed the lead by Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Costco, who said if you've had their COVID vaccine, no longer need to wear a mask. And again, these companies are immediately making those announcements because that's where the money is. People do not want to wear a mask. They want to go shopping. They're done with the mask. They got vaccinated. So if they say no to that, you know, where are they going to have more customers? Are they going to have more customers with the masks or not? And as I said before, people who don't want to go into a Target or Costco, they're going to shop online anyway. So if you are the people going outdoors and shopping are the ones that are a little bit more at ease with everything going on with COVID. So, you know, those who are scared and want everybody masked up are probably the ones that are ordering online anyway. So who's your audience? Who's your target customer? So Andrew Cuomo has announced that his state is lifting the mask mandate. He said effective Wednesday, New York State will adopt the CDC's new mask and social distancing guidance. Unvaccinated people should continue to wear a mask. He says masks will still be required on public transit in schools, some communal settings. Private venues may require masks. So, these restrictions that are remaining are still going to exist in New Jersey, California, Hawaii, Wisconsin, and Virginia until further notice. Massachusetts governor said they're going to end their mask mandate on May 29th. Target, yeah, they waited a few days to look into it, but I think these companies are probably thinking, look, you know, at this point, there's no way to tell. And if people are going to think they can't come in and we don't want to pay for masks and we don't want to deal with the fighting, you know, and we're a big store anyway and we still have the social distancing stickers and things like that, we'll just go with that. So, all right, it's getting a little easier, you guys. We're moving. 1-877-DUCK-DOLLY. Don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.